Good morning. No matter who you are or where you are on life's journey, you are welcome here to explore your faith, to meet new people, and to strengthen your relationship with God. Welcome everyone at this very special service. And my microphone is on. It sounds like it's not on. It's on. We invite everyone for coffee and refreshments after the service. We have 3 baptisms. And be gentle on them and me. I've never done 3 baptisms in one service, but I think we will have fun. And the babies will enjoy it. So welcome, everyone. And if we have announcements, some very short announcements, then I'm being mean. Cindy.
Renee.
Very, very short.
So hopefully by Wednesday night, my voice will be back because I lost my voice yesterday. Wednesday night, 6:30, we have the Hallelujah Chorus discussion for our Advent Bible study. We do have one more book if you've changed your mind and would like to join us, or just join us anyway. 6:30 dinner, 7 o'clock for study. Hope to see you there.
Thank you, Cindy. Renee.
December 2nd, which is next Sunday, is our Advent workshop. So everyone, bring your kids, grandkids, right after church. Both adults and children are welcome to participate. And we'll be decorating the church as well through community life and education team. Thanks.
Thank you, Renee. Pauline.
It's going to be busy here at the church for the next few weeks. December 7th is the operational stewardship is hosting the Thanks Stew Party. It's to thank everyone for volunteering, for pledging, and being members, or even if you're not a member, please join us. There's a sign-up sheet in Fellowship Hall. And also, the caroling is the 9th. After around 3 o'clock, a group of people will go caroling, and then there's a dinner here back at the church afterwards. And I just wanted to say a really quick cool story from the fair. The penny sale, Kelly Carr's awesome idea for doing the lottery ticket tree. The person who won was a grandmother from LPS, the Little Pilgrim Preschool. And the first ticket she scratched was a $300 winner. And she told the director of the school that now she can give her grandchildren a wonderful Christmas. So I wanted to share that with all of you.
Thank you, Pauline. Any more announcements? Nope. Then Bruce will lead us in our call to worship.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Those of you who are able, would you please stand and join me in reading the call to worship? Jesus challenged us in today's gospel.
Whoever wants to be first must be last of all and servant of all.
Then Jesus took a little child and put it among them, and taking the child in his arms, he said to them,
whoever welcomes one such child in my name welcomes me, and whoever welcomes me welcomes not me, but the one who sent me.
We are still learning today what Jesus came to teach us 2,000 years ago. To change the world, we must change the way we love and welcome all children.
May we learn to love all children as if they were our own. Welcome, children. All God's children are welcome here at Pilgrim Church.
Our opening hymn is number 237, I Come to the Garden Alone.
I come to the garden alone.
you please remain standing and join me in reading the unison prayer of invocation. Benevolent Creator, before time you placed a spark of divinity in our tiny souls. Like jars of clay, you fashioned us into the people we have become. This morning we ask you to welcome all children, both young and old, to prepare their hearts for worship. Fill these precious little jars of clay so fully with your essence that the divine spark ignites into a passion that changes the world. In the name of your Son, Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen. You may be seated.
And now we will have our first baptism, and I would like to invite the parents and godparents of Bellamy Eva Anderson to come forward. Come on, young people. And children of all ages are invited to stay for the baptisms, and after the baptisms, they are welcome to go to our care camp with our teachers. Who is being baptized? She will be here. Okay. And godparents here. And you can be there. Okay, we'll figure it out. Okay. Do you have a bulletin? We'll share one. Okay. They were bringing children to Jesus that he might bless them, and the disciples rebuked them. But when Jesus saw it, he was indignant and said to them, "Let the children come to me. Do not hinder them, for to such belongs the realm of God. Truly I say to you, whoever does not receive the realm of God like a child shall not enter it." And Jesus took them in his arms and blessed them, laying his hands upon them.
The sacrament of baptism is an outward and visible sign of the grace of God, inasmuch as the promise of the gospel is not only to us, but also to our children. Baptism with water and the Holy Spirit is the mark of their acceptance in the care of Christ's church, the sign and seal of their participation in God's forgiveness, and the beginning of their growth into full Christian faith and discipleship.
Thank you. And now I will ask you, parents and godparents, do you desire to have your child baptized into the faith and family of Jesus Christ?
We do.
Will you teach Bellamy that she may be led to profess Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior?
We will.
Do you promise, according to the grace given you, God bless you, to grow with Bellamy in the Christian faith, to help her to be a faithful member of the Church of Jesus Christ by celebrating Christ's presence, by furthering Christ's mission in all the world, and by offering the nurture of the Christian Church so that she may affirm her baptism?
We do.
Do you promise by the grace of God to be disciples, to follow the way of our Savior, to resist evil, show love and justice, and to witness to the work and word of Jesus Christ as best as you are able?
We do, with the help of God.
And now this question is for the congregation. Members of the household of faith, I commend this child to your love. What is your response? We receive Bellamy as a new person in Christ. We offer our understanding and support as she explores life. We enfold her in our love, seeking together to grow in wisdom and stature and in favor with God and all people. We join with her parents in telling the gospel in our midst so that Bellamy may live with us for Christ, showing forth his love for all people. And now let us pray. Gracious God, you have promised not only to be our God, but also the God of our children. Sanctify with your Spirit Bellamy, whom we baptize according to your word, and bless this water that it may be a sign and seal of new life in Christ. Amen. And now we would like to have the baby a little closer.
Would you pronounce the names again? Eva. Okay, so I pronounced it well. Bellamy Eva, if you bring her a little closer, I baptize you in the name of the Father. Okay. And of the Son. And the Holy Spirit. Amen. Let us pray. You did it. Good job. Gracious God, you have filled the world with joy by bringing us the gift of Jesus. Bless this newly baptized child, Bellamy. May she be filled with joy. May she never be ashamed to confess a personal faith in you. Bless Bellamy's parents and godparents that they may always show their gratitude for the life you have given by loving and caring for her. Bless these our faithful people. Unite them in the peace of Christ and the company of the Holy Spirit. Amen. And now the congregation will sing hymn number 325, and you may remain seated, then we will see the baby. We will have someone walk the baby around. Child of blessing.
Our first reading this morning is Psalm 54. Save me, O God, by your name. Vindicate me by your might. Hear my prayer, O God. Listen to the words of my mouth. Arrogant foes are attacking me. Ruthless people are trying to kill me. People without regard for God. Surely God is my help. The Lord is the one who sustains me. Let evil recoil on those who slander me, and your faithfulness destroy them. I will sacrifice a freewill offering to you. I will praise your name, Lord, for it is good. You have delivered me from all my troubles, and my eyes have looked in triumph on my foes. Thus ends this reading. The second reading is from the book of James, chapter 3, verse 13 through 18. Two kinds of wisdom. Who is wise and understanding among you? Let them show it by their good life, by deeds done in the humility that comes from wisdom. But if you have a bitter envy and selfish ambition in your hearts, do not boast about it or deny the truth. Such wisdom does not come down from heaven, but is earthly, unspiritual, demonic. For where you have envy and selfish ambition, there you find disorder in every evil practice. But the wisdom that comes from heaven is first of all pure, then peace-loving, considerate, submissive, full of mercy and good fruit, impartial and sincere. Peacemakers who sow in peace reap a harvest of righteousness. Thus ends these readings.
And now I would like to invite the parents and godparents of Logan Michael to come forward. Baby will be here, and everyone else here. They were bringing children to Jesus that he might bless them, and the disciples rebuked them. But when Jesus saw it, he was indignant and said to them, "Let the children come to me, do not hinder them, for to such belongs the realm of God. Truly I say to you, whoever does not receive the realm of God like a child shall not enter it." And Jesus took them in his arms and blessed them, laying his hands upon them.
The sacrament of baptism is an outward and visible sign of the grace of God, inasmuch as the promise of the gospel is not only to us, but also to our children. Baptism with water and the Holy Spirit is the mark of their acceptance in the care of Christ's church, the sign and seal of their participation in God's forgiveness, and the beginning of their growth into full Christian faith and discipleship.
And now these questions are for the parents and godparents. Do you desire to have your child baptized into the faith and family of Jesus Christ? Will you teach Logan that he may be led to profess Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior?
We will.
Do you promise, according to the grace given you, to grow with Logan in the Christian faith, to help him to be a faithful member of the Church of Jesus Christ by celebrating Christ's presence, by furthering Christ's mission in all the world, and by offering the nurture of the Christian church so that he may affirm his baptism? Do you promise by the grace of God to be disciples, to follow the way of our Savior, to resist evil, show love and justice, and to witness to the work and word of Jesus Christ as best as you're able?
We do,
with the help of God.
And now this question is for the congregation. Members of the household of faith, I commend this child to your love. What is your response? We receive Logan as a new person in Christ. We offer our understanding and support as he explores life. We enfold him in our love, seeking together to grow in wisdom and stature and in favor with God and all people. We join with his parents in telling the gospel in our midst so that Logan may live with us for Christ, showing forth his love for all people. And now let us pray. Gracious God, you have promised not only to be our God, but also the God of our children. Sanctify with your Spirit Logan, whom we baptize according to your word, and bless this water that it may be a sign and seal of new life in Christ. Amen. Logan Michael, I baptize you in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. We'll do this. Amen. And now let us pray. Gracious God, you have filled the world with joy by giving us the gift of Jesus. Bless this newly baptized child, Logan. May he be filled with joy. May he never be ashamed to confess a personal faith in you. Bless Logan's parents and godparents, that they may always show their gratitude for the life you have given by loving and caring for him. Bless these, our faithful people. Unite them in the peace of Christ and the company of the Holy Spirit. Amen. And now the congregation will remain seated and we will sing hymn number 351, I Was There to Hear Your Warning Cry. Just wait a second. Oh, go ahead, sorry. Congratulations. Thank you. And now I would like to invite Finley Rose's parents and godparents to come forward for the baptism after she's done eating. They were bringing children to Jesus that he might bless them, and the disciples rebuked them. But when Jesus saw it, he was indignant and said to them, "Let the children come to me. Do not hinder them, for to such belongs the realm of God. Truly I say to you, whoever does not receive the realm of God like a child shall not enter it." And Jesus took them in his arms and blessed them, laying his hands upon them.
The sacrament of baptism is an outward, invisible sign of the grace of God, inasmuch as the promise of the gospel is not only to us, but also to our children. Baptism with water and the Holy Spirit is the mark of their acceptance and the care of Christ's church, the sign and seal of their participation in God's forgiveness and the beginning of their growth into full Christian faith and discipleship.
These questions are for the parents and godparents. Do you desire to have your child baptized in the faith and family of Jesus Christ? Will you teach Finley that she may be led to profess Jesus Christ as her Lord and Savior? Do you promise, according to the grace given you, to grow with Finley in the Christian faith, to help her to be a faithful member of the Church of Jesus Christ by celebrating Christ's presence, by furthering Christ's mission in all the world, and by offering the nurture of the Christian Church so that she may affirm her baptism? Do you promise by the grace of God to be disciples, to follow the way of our Savior, to resist evil, show love and justice, and to witness to the work and word of Jesus Christ as best you are able? We do, with help of God. Members of the household of faith, I commend this child to your love. What is your response? We receive Finley as a new person in Christ. We offer our understanding and support as she explores life. We enfold her in our love, seeking together to grow in wisdom and stature and in favor with God and all people. We join with her parents in telling the gospel in our midst so that Finley may live with us for Christ, showing forth his love for all people. And now let us pray. Gracious God, you have promised not only to be our God, but also the God of our children. Sanctify with your Spirit Finley, whom we baptize according to your word, and bless this water that it may be a sign and seal of new life in Christ. Amen. Finley Rose, I baptize you in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Let us pray. Gracious God, you have filled the world with joy by giving us the gift of Jesus. Bless this newly baptized child, Finley. May she be filled with joy. May she never be ashamed to confess a personal faith in you. Bless Finley's parents and godparents that they may always show their gratitude for the life you have given by loving and caring for her. Bless these, our faithful people. Unite them in the peace of Christ and the company of the Holy Spirit. Amen. And now the congregation will sing hymn number 327, Jesus Loves Me. And we will watch the baby walk around. Thank you for being here. Congratulations. Congratulations. You may be still.
Jesus loves me so little.
And now if there are kids who would like to go to care camp, they can go with Renee and Marissa, our teachers. They're right there. Those of you who can walk, they can walk, or you can take them. It's up to you. Or they can stay with us and listen to a fun sermon. Our third reading comes from the Gospel of Mark, chapter 9, verses 30 to 37. They left that place and passed through Galilee. Jesus did not want anyone to know where they were, because he was teaching his disciples. He said to them, "The Son of Man is going to be delivered into the hands of man. They will kill him, and after 3 days, he will rise." But they did not understand what he meant and were afraid to ask him about it. They came to Capernaum. When he was in the house, he asked them, "What were you arguing about on the road?" But they kept quiet because on the way, they had argued about who was the greatest. Sitting down, Jesus called the 12 and said, "Anyone who wants to be first must be the very last and the servant of all." He took a little child whom he placed among them. Taking the child in his arms, he said to them, "Whoever welcomes one of these little children in my name welcomes me. And whoever welcomes me does not welcome me, but the one who sent me." Let us pray. Almighty God, may the words of my mouth and the meditations of our hearts be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, our strength and our Redeemer. Amen. A Sunday school teacher was teaching her class about the children of Israel. She described how the children of Israel had crossed the Red Sea, defeated the Philistines, and built the temple. But suddenly she was interrupted by a curious little girl who asked, "While the children of Israel did all that, what were all the grown-ups doing?" I thought it was a good joke. Okay. Maybe not. But well, today we know what the grown-ups are doing. They brought their children to Pilgrim Church to be baptized. So the grown-ups here today really love their children and want them to be good people. And so what can we do but smile when three families have decided that they wanted their babies to be baptized. So this is a happy day. Today, their little souls have become closer to God. Three families decided that their children will join the family of God. So we can be all happy today. We can all feel a little fuzzy inside. I almost had a little tear come out of my eyes because this is such a special day. Today we are all blessed. And I cannot say this better than the booklet on baptism. I'll give you the official definition of baptism in the United Church of Christ. "The sacrament of baptism is an outward and visible sign of the grace of God. Through baptism, a person is joined with the universal church, the body of Christ. In baptism, God works in us the power of forgiveness, the renewal of the Spirit, and the knowledge of the call to be God's people always." And since baptism is God's holy gift, the Holy Spirit is called to be upon the water and those being baptized. The act of baptism also marks the beginning of new life, of discipleship with Christ, the human response to that gift. And that's the end of the quote. Sorry for the long quote. So today we welcome three new disciples of Christ. They may not understand it right now, and they may not know it yet, but they have been blessed. We adults promise to raise them in faith and in church families until the time when their souls are ripe and they can accept God's blessings. Today, we adults promise to teach them what it means to be a Christian. I know I look like a grandma and I have tons of grays, and I have been called a grandma before, but I have a 10-month-old baby at home. And I really wanted her to be here today, but she has a little cold and I didn't want other kids to pick up a cold. And Sophia was baptized only a couple months ago in September. And I'm only telling you this because I understand your excitement and joy today. So don't worry if she's making a little noise or he is making noises and stuff. It's natural. And baptism is a big celebration for every family. I couldn't believe the good news when I first heard it, that we will have three babies baptized in one service. This was the first for me too, so I was just as nervous as you were. But I'm very excited for you too. I want you to know that I'm happy for you. And I'm happy for the families, happy for the parents and godparents, and happy for Pilgrim Church. But most of all, I'm happy for the children who were brought to Jesus. For we know that Jesus loves the little children. And how could we not love little children when they are so sweet and cuddly? Well, in ancient Israel, things were a bit different. Babies, don't listen to this part. People didn't think that children were sweet and cuddly Gerber babies. Kids were considered a burden. Even slaves were desired over them because of their social utility. A slave could work hard for his master. What could a baby do? Well, babies were just another mouth to feed. So children were weak, powerless, low, and replaceable. I know we cannot imagine this today, but to understand today's gospel, we must understand a little bit of the historical background. So knowing this, we can ask, why did children like the little children? Why did he give them attention above everyone else? Why did he ask his most trusted friends, his closest disciples, to welcome little children and place their well-being first? Well, I'll let you think about that for a moment. To answer these questions, we must return to the text. While Jesus was teaching, healing, and preaching, the disciples were grumbling and mumbling among themselves. This is the beginning of our story. Walking from town to town, they were preoccupied with their big egos. Instead of planning their ministry together, they were arguing behind their teacher's back about who was the greatest. Well, today we would say who's the coolest, but at that time they said who's the greatest. But guess what happened? They quickly got quiet when Jesus asked them what they were talking about. But Jesus knew exactly what was in their hearts. Jesus said, "Anyone who wants to be first must be the very last and servant of all." And after he said, Jesus took a little child whom he placed among them. Taking the child in his arms, maybe that baby was crying too, who knows? He said to them, and he had to talk louder, Whoever welcomes one of these little children in my name welcomes me.
The baby can stay.
She's our baby, the little child from the story.
Okay.
So how do we welcome little children? How do we welcome children in our family? And how do we welcome children into a church? First of all, we make a safe place for them. In church, we write a safe church policy, and I'm glad Holly is here because she's the one who wrote it. But it's not enough that we write a safe church policy. We actually teach the congregation how to follow this policy and how to be loving and supporting to the parents and godparents. Well, here in church, you will find amazing wisdom and many hugs too. Well, not today because I have a sick baby, so I won't hug the babies. But this is not enough. We have to make a safe place at home too. So how do we make a safe place in our homes for the babies? Well, I think most of you know, you have read all these books and everything. When we are parents, we must make our house baby safe. That means buy furniture, cribs, car seats, and get rid of dangerous things like tablecloths. Okay, I thought that was funny too. We had to take everything, like tablecloths and placemats and everything off our table because the baby just pulls everything down. But yeah, tablecloths and like getting outlet protectors and baby gates and crazy stuff that people don't have babies at this time, they don't even think about. But even buying all those things is not enough. How do we welcome children in the way that Jesus is talking about? It's not enough that we feed them and put a roof over their head. We all know this. The real sacrifice is giving them our love, our attention, a piece of our soul, and yes, bringing them to church where their little spirits can be fed holy food for life. And I know this is a sacrifice. It's not easy to dress up all those little children before the service. But today, the angels in heaven can't stop smiling and dancing because 3 more little children were baptized. Now, Bellamy, Logan, and Finley belong not only to Pilgrim Church and their own church families, but now they belong to Jesus Christ too. Here in church, they will learn some of the most important lessons of their lives. Some lessons that you cannot learn in school or at a football practice, as important as they are. Here in this holy place, children of all ages can learn about faith, acceptance, and love. Here in church, they can learn how to be good Christian people. In this sacred house of God, unique people from all backgrounds can learn spiritual lessons that can take them to the doorsteps of eternity. Here at Pilgrim Church, all children of God, no matter who you are or where you come from, are welcomed, loved, and accepted. In our story, in the gospel reading, Jesus held up a little child as an example of humility and innocence. Today we lifted up 3 little children as examples of God's love and grace toward all people. Seeing these little children baptized fills our hearts with warmth and hope. This morning, my heart is full of joy and faith. I see your shining faces, those of you who are staying with us, and I know that your families will love and cherish these babies. Simply by bringing them to God, you took a step in the right direction. You have started their journey off on the right foot. God loves and welcomes children of all ages. So no matter who you are, or where you come from, or what you are carrying in your heart today, you are in the perfect place. You are in God's presence. You are in this holy place right now, and that's all that matters. In God's presence, you are loved and welcomed. Young or young at heart, you are invited to a happier, more joyful life. You are invited to come to church more often. You are invited to God. And if you live in this area, you are invited to Pilgrim Church too. For here, all of God's children are welcome. Amen. Our next hymn this morning is hymn number 460, Be Not Dismayed. Please stand if you're able. Be seated. Let us pray. Loving God, we give you thanks and praise for all the marvels of your creation. Teach us to share this wonderful world with children of all ages. Remind us that greatness lies in servanthood, humility, and hospitality toward those who come our way. Teach us to be more accepting and loving with one another. At this time, we also pray for the weak and the sick in our world. We pray for those who are grieving a loss of a loved one. Send your healing touch and the comfort of your Holy Spirit to those who are suffering because of discrimination, natural disasters, and wars. And now we pray for those on Pilgrim's Prayer List. We pray for Irene, Nancy, Norm, Mark, Jack, Noah, and Dan. We also pray for the people in the military. Today we say special prayers for Peggy's family, for Jane and Dan. And today we also celebrate with the families of the three newly baptized babies of Finley, Logan, and Bellamy. And we also celebrate the birthdays of Keith and Kim. Lord Jesus Christ, bless and guide the children in our congregation that they may find abundant life in you. Inspire our Sunday school teachers and encourage all of us to teach them to become loving people. And now, as we silence our thoughts before you, we ask you to listen to our prayers in the name of Jesus, who held children tenderly in his arms, even big children like us. And now, please pray with me the words Jesus taught his disciples, saying, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts, as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen. And at this time, our ushers will come forward to receive our morning tithes and offerings.
Thank you.
Please stand. And now let us say together our prayer of dedication. God of grace, we hear your call to generous giving in the way you meet our needs each day and in the peace of give which passes understanding. Having received so much, we offer all we have, our time, talents, and money for your kingdom. Bless these gifts for the work of your church. Amen. Our closing hymn this morning is hymn number 76, Sent Forth by God's Blessing. And now go forth and welcome all God's children, making the first last and last first, and becoming a servant to all. Go forth to change the world as Jesus has commanded by offering welcome, justice, and compassion to all. Go forth in God's welcome and love. Amen.